Hello, welcome to My Writing Niche, a new podcast for new writers. I am now recording using my G1 Android phone using Hi-Fi Corder, and I'm in the process of trying to learn how to use Audacity to clean up the audio and be able to edit, but please excuse in the meantime, it's just going to be one long recording because this is my first shot. And in the spirit of NaNoWriMo, which is what I'm going to talk about today, I'm not going to wait for everything to be perfect to get started. I gave myself a deadline, and I'm meeting it. I'm also researching USB microphones, and I'll put any links to the programs or any programs or any products that I speak about in the show notes at my blog at http://ganymeder.com. That's ganymeder.com. So, today's podcast is about NaNoWriMo, specifically for any fellow NaNoWriMo aficionados, both for encouragement and in hardships along the way. November is exactly 1 month away, and I'm starting to panic a little bit, but that's okay. There's a lot to do, and there's not a lot of time to do it. So, when I first started NaNoWriMo in 2007, I had never written anything before. The NaNoWriMo podcast really helped to motivate me. They gave tips. It was nice to know that I wasn't the only one out there that was trying to write an entire novel in 30 days. Just knowing that others were having the same ups and downs, they really encouraged me. So the official NaNoWriMo podcast gave way over time to the official NaNoWriMo video cast, and while it's wonderful, I couldn't exactly listen to it in the car going to and from work, and I wasn't able to watch it consistently just because the video format meant you had to stay in one place, and the podcast format meant I could listen to it while I was doing other things. So I wasn't able to watch it consistently, and I'm hoping by doing this podcast, it might help others at least a little bit in the same way that the early podcast helped me. So this podcast, My Writing Niche, is more than just me blogging about NaNoWriMo. I'm going to be posting some audio of some of my short stories or poetry along the way and talk a little bit about my personal ups and downs or anything else writing related that I think someone might be interested in or find useful. But today, my primary goal is to talk about preparing for November and NaNoWriMo. 30 days of noveling madness. So, I was going to try and give a couple tips based on my experience since I have done NaNoWriMo 3 times, and I've been lucky enough to win 3 times, that some of my experiences might help other people who are also doing NaNoWriMo. They might not work for everyone, but they worked for me, so I'm taking the chance that by sharing my experience, it might help someone else and it might work for them too. So, my first suggestion is read Chris Beatty's book, No Plot, No Problem. There's a link to it on the NaNoWriMo site at NaNoWriMo.org. I also have a link to it in the show notes. But I try to reread this book every year. It has a lot of great tips and encouragement. It's a fun read. It's a light read. You'll get through it pretty quickly. I've actually started reading it last night to my son, as a bedtime story, because for the past 2 years, he's done NaNoWriMo with me. We have a thing where we do a competition, and every year he does the Young Writers Program, which is the children's version of NaNoWriMo. The primary difference is they set their own word goal, whereas NaNoWriMo, the adults automatically have a 50,000 word goal. So if he's doing, this year he's chosen to do 5,000 words, and I'm doing 50,000 words. So our competition isn't word-based. Our competition is based on percentage. So if I complete 1% of my novel, then he completes 1% of his novel. Or if he's completed 5% and I complete 5%. So we compete by percentage. So if he's completed 5% of his novel on a Tuesday, and I'm at 4% on my novel, even though the words, the actual amount of the words are different, I need to complete at least 5% or more in order to beat him in our word war. Okay, some other things I'm doing to prepare for NaNoWriMo, besides reading No Plot, No Problem, is I'm researching different programs and tools that I'm going to want to use in November. And, of course, if anyone has any suggestions, I would really welcome them. I'll also put links in the notes if anyone has any suggestions, or I'll talk about it the next time I do an installment of this podcast. But right now, I'm just doing some research on my own. Someone suggested to me to use something called Think Free Office. It's an online tool that I'm told is similar to Google Docs. I'm already using Google Docs, which is an online word processor. There is no charge. It's completely free. You just sign up. And since I'm already using Google Docs, I'm not really sure if I'm going to switch, though it might be nice to have a separate free online word processor just for my 2010 NaNoWriMo backups. So I could have Google Docs, which I normally use for my backups of just my other writing projects. And then if I were to use ThinkFree Office, I could use that account specifically for this year's NaNoWriMo. So it's something to think about. I played with it a little bit the other day, and I found it a little cumbersome and a little hard to figure out. It wasn't as intuitive as I thought it would be. I found Google Docs to be pretty intuitive, but I only played with it for a little bit, so I'll probably go back and play with it as the month goes on, and if it turns out that I like it better, I'll probably use it, and I'll certainly try to remember to let you guys know. But, of course, I'm going to use Google Docs no matter what, even if it's just for my current projects. Google Docs is great for backing up your work, and there's nothing as frustrating as doing a whole day's writing and then accidentally deleting it and not having a backup. What's nice about Google Docs is that it's a remote backup. It's not on your computer. And you can do it, say, if you back it up from home, or you back it up from your cell phone, or you back it up from something else, and then you go somewhere else where you don't have your own computer. You can log on to Google Docs and continue your work as long as you have internet access. It doesn't have to be on the device. You're not saving it on a specific device. You're saving it remotely, which is really, really nice. So what I usually do is I'll write on my NaNoWriMo project for whatever device I'm using at that time. And then in the evenings, every evening, I'll try to back it up to Google Docs. Sometimes I'll back it up several times throughout the day just in case I'm worried that my computer might crash or my phone might crash and I might lose my documentation, because, like I said, that's really, really frustrating. I had that happen to me once with a flash story I was working on where I got my versions mixed up and I deleted something by accident. And then I tried to reinstall it to go to a backup that I had. And instead of using the backup, I deleted that too. So I had to rewrite the whole story. So luckily it was only like a 1,000-word story, so it actually worked out for the best. But just remember, you want to keep backups and try to keep your versions straight. So usually what I try to do is I just try to back up Google Docs, or perhaps I'll do ThinkFree Office in the evenings. That way I know that I have at least one day's backup. Another thing you can use is a program called Hi-Fi Corder. And again, it's in the show notes, but it's a recording device. You can download it onto your Android phone, and I also believe it is available for computers and other devices, but I've only researched it, honestly, for my Android phone. I'm using a G1 from T-Mobile. You can get a free version through the market, through the Android market, and if you like it, then you can get a paid version, which is really cheap. I can't really remember how much it was. I think it was maybe $10. But don't quote me on that because I'm not actually positive. But I know it was very, very reasonable. And I am pretty happy with the quality of it, considering I am recording this on my phone right now. Because, like I said, I'm researching getting a USB microphone, but until then I'm stuck recording on my phone. I think the quality is pretty good, all things considered. It provides a nice audio quality. It's also nice if you're trying to take notes. So it would be nice, like, if you're in the car or somewhere that you can't physically write something down and you get a wonderful story idea, but you have no way of writing it down because you're driving and it would be unsafe, or you're in a dark room, whatever, it doesn't matter. You can turn this onto your phone. You can record your idea, and then later that night you can write down your notes in whatever form you want. Another thing I like to do is I use a notebook program on my phone. Again, it's a smartphone. And again, if I don't happen to have a notebook with me, I use the Note program on my phone. It doesn't really matter which one. Some connect and sync online, and some are just note programs on the phone itself. You write those notes in there, you type them in with the keyboard or whatever, and then later that night, again, you just kind of make everything, take everything and write it down in whatever form you want to keep it, so you have one place to go for all your notes. Another thing that people like to do, which I haven't really tried this myself, but I'm thinking I might try it this year, is emailing notes to yourself. You can email sections of your writing on your phone to yourself. So if you have Gmail or whatever phone program you're using, and you get a wonderful idea for the next scene in your NaNoWriMo novel, you can just email yourself that scene or the notes on how to write that scene. And then, again, when you get home that night, you can sync it with your computer or write it in your notebook or whatever form you're using to keep all your things together. And you don't lose the idea because you didn't happen to have a pen and piece of paper handy. The cons of emailing the sections of writing to yourself would be that it's harder to type sometimes. I know some of the phones have a more intuitive keyboard. Mine isn't one of them. So it would be harder for me to type because, like I said, I'm on a G1, which is like the first Android phone, so it's pretty old right now, even though it is really, really handy and I love it. And the pros of this is that, again, you don't have to really worry about the version control so much or accidentally deleting something because you think you deleted something else. At night, you can just cut and paste it from the email onto the computer or copy and paste it or whatever you want to do. And that way, you don't lose your ideas or you don't lose that section of writing. That's about it for now. I'm not sure if this is helpful, but I hope it is. And on Sunday, I am going to post a reading of my Spoken Sunday short story. Don't worry, it's not very long, but I do this every Sunday, so I'm going to incorporate it into the beginning of my podcast. And then after the story, I will talk about more pre-NaNoWriMo tips. Also, on Saturday, tomorrow, I'm going to go to a pre-NaNoWriMo meetup for my area, so I might record what some of the other RIMOs are saying and doing in order to prepare for NaNoWriMo. I'm not sure if I will have Audacity mastered by then. I sort of doubt it because I've been playing with it for a little while and I still haven't quite figured it out yet. But once I have Audacity mastered, I plan on trying to make this a little cleaner, put some music in the beginning and the end, maybe narrate over the music. But like I said, for right now, I am still working out the kinks. So although I hope you enjoyed this, although I'm not an expert, I hope my personal experience helps others, who, like myself, who just sort of jumped headfirst into writing. And I really appreciate your time, and I hope you come back. Thank you very much.